Buddhism. Buddhism originated in ancient India between the 6th and 4th centuries BCE and rapidly advanced to most Asian countries. It is the world's fourth largest religion with over 500 million followers, or 7% of the world's population. The founder of Buddhism was born as a royal prince in 624 BC in a place called Lumbini, which was originally in northern India but is now a part of Nepal. He is Buddha Shakyamuni. Shakya is the name of the royal family into which he was born, and Muni means able one. At the age of 29, he retired to the forest to follow a spiritual life of meditation. After 6 years of meditation, his request to teach others became the introduction of Buddhism. Buddhism is devoted to the liberation from suffering and ignorance. The purpose of one's life is to break free from samsara, which is the cycle of repeated birth, mundane existence, and dying again. Buddhists believe they will be reincarnated over and over again. The life they live now denotes whether their next life is better or worse. They may even have to relive as an animal or insect if they made bad choices in this life. This condition is considered unsatisfactory and painful, perpetuated by carnal desires, ignorance, and negativity, directing one's future. The primary focus of lay Buddhists is to seek and accumulate merit through good deeds, peaceful acts, donations to monks, and various rituals leading to higher rebirths. Buddhists believe that the minds of all living beings are totally interconnected and interrelated, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. To use a simple analogy for the interconnection, each being has his or her own transmitting and receiving station and is constantly broadcasting to all others his or her state of mind while constantly receiving broadcasts from all others. Even the most insignificant thoughts in our minds, good or bad, have some effect on all other beings. In other words, each thought in the mind of every one of us brings the world either a little closer to world peace or a little closer to the brink of world disaster. As to the interrelations between the minds of beings, the insect we may be about to kill, from a Buddhist point of view, may well be our own parents, children, wives, husband, or dearest friends from former lives. Because Buddhists see the problem of war as a karmic one, karma being the force generated by a person's actions, the solution is seen as the practicing and teaching of correct ethical behavior. Good deeds lead to good consequences, bad deeds to bad. If you plant bean seeds, you get beans. If you plant the seeds of war, you get war. If you plant the seeds of peace, you get peace. The most fundamental moral precept in Buddhist teaching is respect for life and the prohibition against taking life. The strongest desire is for life, and when that desire is thwarted, the response is unbelievably powerful anger. Reducing the karma of killing is equivalent to putting out the fire under a boiling pot. If we don't feed the fire with thoughts of violence, violence will decrease. One of the major teachers of violence in our society is television. Buddhist teachings are generally against having a television. Statistics tell us that between the ages of 5 and 15, the average American child has watched the killing of 13,000 people, and by the age of 18, they will have watched more than 20,000 acts of violence. 97% of cartoons intended for children include acts of violence. At least one act of aggression occurs every 3.5 minutes on Saturday morning programs. We can certainly see that television is not contributing to the cause of world peace. From an early age, our citizens are learning that violence is normal, and sadly, the best solution to their problems. Violence is often excused, has become socially acceptable, and in some circles, an approved way of dealing with problems. Buddhism teaches that being mindful of our own thoughts, words, and actions, and by constantly trying to purify them, we can become part of the force for peace rather than part of the force for war. Teachings about karma indicate to us that no matter how just our cause, no matter how right our ideas, if they are accompanied by anger and hate, they will merely generate more anger and hate. If our minds are inundated with the emotions of war, we aid the cause of war, no matter how noble our cause. Buddha teaches us how to change our mental attitudes, how to rid our minds of those strong negative emotions that cause all the turbulence in our minds, to our speech, and then to our actions. Their teachings help them to generate peace to those who are closest to us, the members of our own families, then progressively extend our peace to our communities, our countries, and to the entire world. While Buddhism is perhaps a fine philosophy to live by for personal peace, history shows this humanistic approach toward world peace has not been very successful on a global scale. Although some teachings are admirable, it does not change the heart. Without the change of the heart or nature of the man, Buddhists cannot produce what their religion claims. Without recognizing and changing the root cause in the heart, man still has the same nature fighting every evil temptation that cannot be won with a human approach. Believing every word of their text could not bring lasting peace, as the heart needs changed at the very root.